your microphone so I can make sure it works.
Speak in the microphone.
Yeah, but like into the microphone.
Speak into the microphone.
Oh my God.
Is it not?
It's fine.
You don't recall having to like stick my face into it.
Yeah, you're good right there.
Okay. It's not E3. This isn't right.
I know. But since we probably won't get to do an E3 podcast.
We can talk about E3. Listen, we weren't going to have an E3 podcast anyway.
Why not?
They were going to keep...
Well, I mean...
It was on the verge of dying anyway.
This would have been the last one. We could have gone out with a
huge... I don't think they would have had a last one. I think they would have canceled it before... E3.
No, this year's was going to happen no matter what.
You think so?
Yeah, Microsoft was already in. Nintendo was already... Well, maybe Nintendo had backed out already. I don't know. But...
Because Microsoft... No, who was it that was like, well, we're doing another... Sony.
Sony's out. Sony's...
No, okay, then who was it? Someone was like, okay, we already have one planned for... We're going to do something near that time.
Yeah.
Maybe it was Microsoft.
It might be Activision. I think Activision hasn't been in... I think Activision or EA. No, it's EA does their own thing.
That's who it was.
During E3. That isn't E3. Yeah, everybody's been backing out of E3 anyway. And honestly, I don't think they canceled it because of... I think they used Corona as a nice excuse to be like, we're not going to do it.
That's what Ben and I said. We're like, so is this a nice segue that's convenient? Or, you know, is it actually the coronavirus? Because other things have canceled. Disney World's canceled.
Disney World's, yeah. Disney World, Disneyland.
Taking cancel culture to the next step.
Welcome to the Loud Neighbors podcast. My name is Trevor. I'm here with Mimsy this week.
Hi. I'm here this week because, you know, no school. Because death and sickness.
I mean, 43 deaths. We really need to panic. Everybody.
Someone did the math. If we let it go at the rate that it's killing people, we could have, by the end of the year, 6 million.
Okay, that's retarded.
Someone especially mapped it. With the 3% death rate, it's...
The 3% death rate isn't real. That's the problem with that math. Even the WHO says that's not real. It's closer to like 0.8%, which is still a really high percent. Which is still really high. The problem is the numbers are skewed because it's like...
Well, we have our own little conspiracy going on in my world.
Oh, can we talk about COVID conspiracies? Because I'm full of them. Well,
okay, so I don't mind talking about it, but I was kind of poking fun when you guys were like, why is a Mimsy popped in? Well, yeah, so my grandma passed away.
Yeah.
She passed away with shit very similar to what all these people are dying from. But now, granted, she was 96. She did have one complication, but no... Like, literally the week before she went in, she had a healthy clean of health.
Right.
It was pneumonia. And they could not, for the life of them, figure out really what was killing her.
Was she recently on a cruise?
No. I mean, this is the thing, though. She works in a... She lived in a nursing facility.
Yeah.
With people who aren't necessarily, like... They travel. You can tell. Like, they're not from America.
Yeah.
And I don't... And there's probably people that come in that are from all over.
Right.
But the thing is, like, no one from her nursing home is, like, dying like flies. But, what was it, 2 weeks? So, a week before my grandma died, 2 weeks before grandma died was her birthday. And everyone came up except for me and Ben because I was sick. And I'm like, I'm not going to get grandma sick.
Yeah.
So, a week after grandma's death, Andrew, my brother, had 105 fever.
Oof. Jesus.
And my mom's been sick.
Yeah.
And not quite 105, but like coughing crap.
Yeah.
And she's not going to the doctor or anything. And Ben's like, your family has it.
Your whole family has it.
Your family has it. But the thing is my dad would catch it. And my dad is diabetic. And I'm like, well, he's fine. I'm fine. You're fine. I don't know. Part of me in the back of my mind is like, did we have it? Is this what this is?
Yeah, probably. Especially because I've heard rumors now that it's probably been in the United States since like early December.
Well, okay, so part of the reason I'm happy we don't have school today is I have a coworker whose brother was at that Special Olympics in Fremont.
I was at my Walmart up the street. Many times, over and over again, and it's on the list now.
Yeah.
So
shit, now I'm going to get sick.
Maybe. I mean, I will never know because...
We don't go to the doctor. Well, I go to the doctor.
And the symptoms are fatigue. I don't sleep, so I'm always fatigued.
Right.
Like, I work in a paper mill.
I'm like, I don't think this is it.
I work in a paper mill, so I'm constantly congested and feel like I have a sinus infection. Like right now, my head feels like I'm in a fucking vice, but I always feel like this. So who the fuck knows?
Well, and the thing is, I don't think I really struggle to breathe, but I get anxiety, which puts a lot of pressure in my chest. And so I'm like,
100%.
So I'm like, is this me or is this am I sick?
Some days I just can't take deep breaths, but again, it's always.
So my coworker is like, her brother's got pneumonia.
Yeah.
And I'm like, she's like, oh, he's so sick, but he tested negative, but he just has pneumonia. I'm like, bitch, he has it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, your brother has it. He'll be fine, hopefully.
Well.
But.
So the thing I was reading about the rates is, there's two big factors. One, a lot of the people getting it are like, old people come back from cruises and then they go into their old folks' homes and then they like chain the door shut with all these old people in there and just so they can all get it. And so, and mortality amongst old people is like 15%, which is fucking huge. And then all the normal healthy people like us who are like, yeah, we probably both have it, but we're never going to go to the doctor and find out. So like,
well, there's no, I mean, like, let's be fair. We don't have the resources now to find out. They're like literally doing that for the people who are showing signs so hard, it's almost too late to care.
Right. So the amount of infected is probably way higher than their estimates, or at least maybe not their estimates, but what's reported, and which means the fucking mortality rate is way lower.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's not shit I'm just making up. That's shit I've read from like fucking WHO reports.
Well, yeah, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. What's hard is you have so many people with so many opinions.
Yeah.
I have to say though, I am not a Ricketts fan. Never have been. But he's handling this so much better than I've ever imagined. He's calm.
Yeah.
I feel like he's going with facts. And I don't...
Well, he's a piece of shit, but I don't think he's an idiot.
But see...
He's just...
Our president, well, on the other hand, is like other side of the spectrum. You're just like... Ugh, don't you have people writing shit for you? Like, don't you have someone behind you making you at least come off?
Yeah, but he's Donald Trump. He's gonna do it. He's like Vince McMahon. He's gonna do what the fuck he wants. Also, none of this is real. It's all a conspiracy to get Donald Trump unelected.
It's from the libtards.
Yeah. I mean, let's look at the facts here.
My favorite is the one that's going around saying, look at all these years that there's elections and here are all of the sicknesses. Yes, we can come up with any sickness for any year if we felt like it.
Well, let's look at the real facts. Donald Trump's strongest thing has been the economy. It's been fucking booming, right?
Has it?
It was. It really was.
He is doing okay.
The economy is... The fucking stock market has been doing gangbusters.
It started that way with Bush as well.
Yeah.
And then his last 4 years, it went down.
Yeah, well, that's the whole
thing. 9/11, I guess.
Well, that happened in his first year in office, but that's neither here nor there. So suddenly this mystery illness that's barely even a thing shows up and we go into total panic mode, and literally the entire stock market gain since Trump took office has been wiped out by it.
Yeah, I do see that. Can I read something to you?
Yeah, go ahead.
I have nothing. I don't know if I fully believe that, because I feel like if Trump could stop that, he would.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he would have had these press conferences saying, oh, let's shut down the border. Like, let's do X,
Y, and Z. I don't really think this is a liberal conspiracy to destroy the stock market.
I'm
not that tinfoil hat.
But,
I'm just asking questions.
Asking questions. God, I miss him. But not really. So I have a friend on Facebook who tries really hard to pretend that like she cares about everybody and is real woke.
Sure.
She posted this yesterday, and I was like, well, yeah, I was walking dogs, so it was like a mix of me like feeling pissed off, but then I was like, oh, I'm doing my stress reliever, so I'm fine. So some positives through this being the coronavirus. We're getting extra sleep. Our homes are going to be clean and organized as fuck. We have time to work on those personal projects we always talk about. We're learning to connect in unique ways and realize how much we care about the people in our life. Maybe we're even taking an opportunity to get in the stock market while things are looking grim.
Yeah.
Oh, just a little bit of positivity in all this doom. Love you all. Take care of yourselves. Holy fuck. You know, that is a nice little bit of privilege you just threw out there.
I'm going to. Yeah, right. No shit. Like, oh.
I'm going to clean my house and do some projects.
I work for a company that's paying me to stay home.
Yes.
All you people who work in the food service industry, yes, get fucked.
Or that have children.
Yeah.
You're screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go do your personal projects while your children are just sitting there like, yeah. Ha?
I mean, sure, you've been paying half your fucking mortgage and taxes for, yes, the past 5 years to pay for the babysitters for this kid, but go fuck yourself.
Yeah, joke's on you guys. We've won. But yeah, I was so pissed off, and I really badly wanted to post in reply, your privilege is showing, but that is that she's a millennial that has no connection to, like, like, she's not got no children. She, yeah, lives in an apartment.
Upper middle class white people, man.
Yes. And I'm just like, oh my God, I have children who, you know, are kind of forced to stay home with parents that,
yeah,
aren't exactly the best parents.
Yeah.
Or parents who don't take this seriously and might tell your child, go to Great Wolf Lodge and swim in the nasty pool that's probably, yeah, not being taken care of.
I am glad there's a lot of schools, like, maintaining their program. They're, like, for the kids that they don't get food unless they go to school.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people, there's a lot of programs set up to, like, hey, come get food.
Yeah. My district isn't doing the best. I'm kind of pissed off.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm very pissed off. They're saying that they want to do all this through, the Heartland food program or whatever.
Yeah.
They can't do all the families that are in OPS. They can't, yeah, be the sole provider.
That's true.
But there are plenty of resources out there. And if I get in trouble, if I get a slap on the wrist for, people are getting really in big trouble in my district for posting anything slightly related to a student. So if, like, a kid goes missing and, yeah, it's an OPS kid, doesn't have to be a kid from a school you're working at. If it's a kid just in the district, you'll get sent home.
For posting missing children?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't understand why.
It's HIPAA. It's related to, it's private, even though it's... So, like, we had a student...
Even if you're sharing a public post from somewhere else?
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
So, we had a student get into a really bad accident. And I posted a vague police report.
Yeah.
No names posted. Well, maybe a name was posted. I don't think a name was posted, though. And then everyone else was posting, like, the name of the kid, like, send money to this parent.
Yeah.
Because she...
Right.
It was... I mean, she lost her job over it because she had to go to Lincoln to Madonna. And none of the teachers got sent home, but one of our instructional facilitators, who doesn't need a substitute...
Yeah.
Got a week off of work.
Right.
Because we were, like, trying to protect a kid.
Yeah.
Or protect a family. Like, here, give them money.
Yeah.
So... That's the state of affairs for teachers. So I'm like, excuse me, I'm nervous to post anything related to other, like, opportunities for parents. Like, come bring, I almost want to say, hey, families that know me, bring your kid to my house. I'll work with them for a little bit. Then you take them home. But, yeah, then they're going to be like, ah, don't do that. You know?
Yeah.
But they've done, see, other districts, like Ben's daughter, their district has been very upfront with how this will look.
She, yeah,
came home with an iPad on Friday,
yeah,
or Thursday. OPS hasn't said shit about what we're going to do for e-learning. This is going to go for 8 weeks.
Right.
This, I'm not questioning
8 weeks, schmate weeks, dude. The school year's over.
That, right. No, 8 weeks is...
Oh, is
eight
that weeks the end? I don't know.
School year's over.
Yeah, it's done.
I counted it. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
We're done.
Yeah, this is the... You guys, the school year's over.
I mean, we'll have summer school, potentially.
You know how fucking excited I would be if I was a little kid right now?
I know.
I'd be like, shit, man, why can't there be global pandemics every year?
I feel sorry for Ben's kid. She's going to come home and I'm going to be like, joke's on you.
You get to learn.
We're still learning. But, you know, you got to. And, yeah, that's what's hard. Parents don't know how. They're like, they won't do it. Whatever.
This is exactly the thing we need to kickstart homeschooling.
Yeah, sure.
Someone
posted on Mark My Words on Reddit that this is going to teach the world that teachers can be robots, everything can be done through e-learning. Yeah. We could all lose our jobs.
That's how it goes.
But this is also a really good week for us to not have work because Borderlands 3 came out on Steam. Doom is coming out next week, and so is Animal Crossing.
Ben isn't off, is he? They didn't shut his...
Ben took off work already for Doom. Oh, but they're, okay. He has simulated working from home. They practiced a day with him.
Oh, right. I forget how many people can just do their jobs at home.
It was really bad. It wasn't good. There were issues.
I work in a factory, so what I do can't be done from home.
But maybe people won't come in and there'll be less people for you to deal with.
Who, me?
Yeah.
That's not how my job works.
Oh.
You get a credit card statement every month. It doesn't matter. True. Even if it says zero on it, you're getting a credit card statement every month.
Even That's with not... everyone going paperless?
Yes. my building alone puts out 4 million statements a day.
Oh, God.
At least. Sometimes more. Yeah.
Oh, well, and then that sucks.
And there's two. Then we have two facilities in Omaha alone. So that's 8 million a day. Plus we have facilities in other states.
Well,
yeah.
Time for you to move on and find something else to do.
I have so much vacation now.
Oh, well then great. Just take all that as vacation.
Yeah, that's kind of like...
That's the plan?
Yeah. There's nothing... Well, also, if we get shut down because of pandemic, I have a bunch of Pool D save. I have 510 hours of what's called Pool D, which is extended family leave. Basically, if I get cancer or whatever, I have 500 hours of paid time I can take for it that doesn't touch my normal vacation.
Right. Well, see, that's the thing. I wasn't particularly scared for sick days. If I got a doctor's note saying you have coronavirus,
yeah,
because we have to use our sick days for like maternity leave, which
yeah.
I don't plan on ever doing. So I've got plenty of days. I've got like 2 months worth of days.
Yeah. That's
probably
nice.
More. I don't know. I have to actually look at it, but I know it's a lot because we get a lot per year. See, we don't have vacation days. So we just get a ton of sick days and we get 2 personal days a year.
Yeah.
And
that's it. Yeah. But I guess you also get 3 months off in the summer and a week off for Christmas. And
I mean, that's the thinking.
And 8 weeks off for every little cold that comes through.
Listen, shut up. I think there might be a couple teachers that are excited about this.
Yeah.
But none of us are particularly thrilled about
it. And also the summer thing. I know how much work you do over the summer prepping for the next school year.
I didn't have a summer, but it's fine. It's fine. But yeah, so then Animal Crossing came out, and then Ori and the...
I need to get that so bad. Will of the Wisps.
Will of the Wisps.
God damn, it's beautiful.
It looks good.
The first one was in-fucking-credible.
It looks really good, and I have it on my wish list. I need to play the first one, but...
You should definitely play the first one.
I know, I have it. I haven't played it.
It gets hard in some spots. There's like... So instead of boss fights... The first one has boss platforming sections that are fucking like Super Meat Boy levels of hard.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
That game is crazy.
Yeah.
Huh.
But overall, the game is just beautiful.
Yeah. No, it looks gorgeous.
And then the new one, yeah. They added a bunch of... It looks like they borrowed a bunch of ideas from Hollow Knight for the sequel.
Yeah, I can see that.
Which, I don't know how I feel. Like, I don't know how I feel about Hollow Knight.
I haven't played it. I've just seen...
These are video games to anybody who doesn't play video games. Ori and the Blind Forest is a game that came out a few years ago. It's side-scrolling, basically a maze platformer. Like, you jump around and explore a maze, and you get abilities that let you into other parts of the maze. And they're called Metroidvanias, because they're all based on Castlevania Symphony of the Night and Super Metroid.
Yeah.
They're real good. They're the best video games.
I don't know. The best one. I love Borderlands 3.
Tell me about Borderlands. A schluter.
So Ben and I came in. So we waited until it came out on Steam. So it's actually been out for 6 months. And we did not hear it. We have not heard anything good about it. And I have a theory that if something on Steam is brand new and it's on sale for like 50%, 30%. Like if it's brand new and it's like super off... A percent
it's or probably
like
on not sale. Good.
It's not good.
Yeah.
And it came out of the like right out as 50% off.
Well,
and I went, shit, Ben, this is gonna suck.
I think a lot of the problems, before you tell me your opinion on it, I think a lot of it's getting a lot of shit on because who's the fucking guy who runs that studio, the Looney Tunes guy?
I don't remember his name.
Anyway, the crazy dude who runs that fucking studio is getting like really kind of cancel cultured over seemingly nothing.
Yeah.
Over just being a bit of a Looney Tune. And so I think internet journalism, which is all based out of San Francisco, is just shitting all over him because of, you know, because that's what they do.
Yeah.
You just
No, I was trying to look up the name of that guy, but it's not worth it. He's insane. He is honestly.
Yeah, he's nuts.
Bonafide crazy, but his craziness has led to one of the best games in the history of games. So, at first I was a little turned off because the opening is very similar to Borderlands 2. But, like, they kind of have a theme where, like, there's a guy that tells a story, and that's how it starts.
Yeah.
But, it has just a similar feel, and I'm like, oh, God, this is just going to be Borderlands 2 with some cool guns. And part of me was okay with that because I love Borderlands 2, but part of me is like, well, I want something different because Borderlands 1 and Borderlands 2 are, it's an upgrade. You know, it's
Randy Pitchford.
Randy Pitchford.
Look up Randy Pitchford. He's got tons of crazy stories.
But the four characters you can pick from are pretty wicked. There's some like the changes are just low key, but when you think about them, they're deep. So the characters you played in Borderlands 2 had like some dialogue, but the dialogue was more or less like random sayings as you're shooting someone or as you're picking up somebody.
Yeah.
You know, this one, like genuinely when you talk to someone, your characters take turns. Like, so they have it set up so a character has a response potentially. Nice. To the NPC, and you're not just randomly saying shit as you're picking up someone. Like, there's genuine
dialogue, like interactions,
but you know, it has to obviously be set up for depending on what you pick.
Right.
The guns are, and I know that's not like no one, people play Borderlands for the guns. I know you're like super anti looting.
I just, so everybody knows Borderlands is a first person shooter, looter game. Basically, you're going around a big old map and doing missions.
Just to get bigger and better stuff.
Just to get, just to find better guns. If you played a Diablo or anything like that. I guess if you haven't played, if you've played Diablo, you probably know.
I haven't played Diablo, but.
But anyway, yeah, you're just trying to get better guns. Yeah.
I mean, the story's good.
Sure.
The story's fun. But, so the guns this time around are just wicked fun.
Did you take a fucking vacation to New Jersey recently?
What?
It's wicked awesome.
That's not a New Jersey thing. That's like a California thing, isn't it?
No, it's a New Jersey thing. Go watch Ben Affleck films.
I've been in New Jersey.
It's wicked awesome.
Water. No.
It's wicked sweet.
It's wicked sweet. what else is there? So instead of it all being on one world, you're traveling worlds, which has added a little complexity to it. They're adding a lot of characters. I mean, we're still pretty new into it, but we're loving it. The only thing that we're struggling with is there's way more glitches in this game.
Yeah.
And it's evident. I don't know. We had a side mission that was kind of annoying too, but it's great. It's fun. I don't know. I played there was that free DLC that came out before Borderlands 3 came out to, like, say, oh, this is, like, a pre-story. And we played most of it. It was horrible.
Yeah.
And Ben's like, well, it's because we had it on the hardest setting. But we also were, like, ultimate, like, our character should have been in line with what the DLC is.
Yeah.
And it was just hard. I mean, I am going down every minute. And it's just, it wasn't fun. It wasn't fun always, like, dying.
Right.
But there were characters in that DLC that show up right away in Borderlands 3. So that was nice. You're like, oh, I know who that annoying character is.
Yeah.
So, also, Borderlands is really big about you finding characters and then you have to follow them places. And for
the most fun missions.
So Borderlands 2, like, their run is still a walk.
Yeah.
You know, they're, like, moving their arms a little faster, but they're walking. They, yeah. These NPCs actually run.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's, like, fast. Mm. You're like, ah, I'm actually chasing you. Ah! And then they have, like, a cool... They added a new car that's, like, a Jimmy Neutron car. It's, like, a big old wheel. Or, I guess, like, Randy... or no, Mr. Garrison from South Park when he made his it's just a big old wheel that you put your body into. It's really cool. It's fun to drive.
Well, it still beats going to the airport.
Right? God damn. But Ben's super excited for Doom.
Yeah.
I kind of want to get to Animal Crossing.
Ben was really mad at me for not liking Doom 2016.
Listen, that was the best part of that night for me. He was so frustrated with me for something totally off base, and he was acting like everything's fine and cool.
Yeah.
And then you're going to get all pissed off over Doom. I'm like, thank you, Trevor.
I'm sorry. It's just, it was
It's okay. It's not for boring. Everyone.
Boring.
Yeah. But see, that's what, I mean, it's, there's a pattern.
Yeah.
It's predictable. It's easy. You can do it without thinking.
I don't know. I mean,
and then there's a piece of that that's just... And that's kind of why, like, Borderlands is like, oh, there's a piece of it where you get to think. But mostly it's...
You just boom, fucking boom, run boom, around boom,
boom,
blowing
shit up. Figure out which gun you like. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. That's fair.
I enjoy that. It doesn't make me freak out.
Yeah. I've been playing a ton of games. Some of them I can't talk about yet because I got to wait to talk about them with Colin.
Oh.
Oh my God. They did. I got the Shadow of the Colossus PS4 remake.
Oh yeah.
So there's a game called Shadow of the Colossus.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody ever wants to debate our video games art, it's always the counter. It's always the yes. Look at Shadow of the Colossus.
Yeah, no, that's, I haven't played that. I've seen parts of it. Ben adores that game.
It is beautiful. So the setup is, it starts off with you like show up at this ancient ruined temple with a dead chick on your horse.
Mm-hmm.
And then this fucking voice from the top of the temple is like, blah, blah, blah. You want to bring her back to life? Go kill these titans. And
yes,
it's a giant, open, like, just fucking beautiful landscape with ruins and forests and an ocean and rivers and lakes. And there are 16 enemies in the whole game. And that's it. That's all there is to do is fight these 16 Colossus.
Yes. But aren't they, like, pretty difficult to do?
Yeah. They're basically, each one is it's a giant platforming puzzle.
Yeah,
you
got
to
yeah.
climb around it while it's moving and try to stab it. Try to find its weak point and stab it.
They did that in Mario Odyssey, right? With the stupid...
Yes.
With the bunnies and you have your little pick bird. They have to go up and figure out how to get up there without... Sorry.
But, so... It's also in Legend. They do something. There's a similar boss fight in Legend of Zelda. In the new Legend of Zelda, where you got to climb up a thing and fucking find its weak point and kill it.
Do they add on to that?
What, in Legend of Zelda?
I thought I saw that there was an update where they added more to it, but maybe.
There was DLC for it because Colin had a whole bunch more in that game than I got.
Oh.
So I need to play through it again with the DLC because I think it adds like 20 more shrines and a nice. Bunch of extra like challenge dungeons and shit and a motorcycle.
But I thought I saw. Same with Odyssey. I thought they added something to it.
But Odyssey got some like weird like. Challenge shit, but not new levels.
Yeah. They need to do Galaxy.
But fucking Shadow of the Colossus, man. The remake, so they basically rebuilt it graphically from the ground up, but it plays basically exactly the same. A little bit better.
Not exactly the same game?
Not the PS4 version. I mean...
Really?
It's the same game in the way that... you remember when they remade Psycho in like 1999? And they just shot for shot remade Psycho with Vince Vaughn as Norman Bates.
But I get what you're...
It's that. It's a remake in that they completely rebuilt the game from the ground up to look better and modern.
But it's like
and a high frame
rate.
But
it's the same.
But it's beat for beat identical. Everything is exactly the same as the original.
Like, do you have the same like things you're going? Like, is it the same order? Is it the same game? But
nothing has changed. It's just prettier.
Okay.
But it is completely new. So they completely remade it.
That's cool.
It's like, so it came out on the PS2 originally.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did a PS3 version that was just, they remapped the textures and upscaled it so it looked pretty.
Right, that's the one we have.
And that one is already gorgeous. But then, yeah, for PS4, they're like, well, let's do that again, but instead actually just rebuild the game from the ground up so it looks great.
Good for Sony.
Yeah.
Good for Sony.
A stunning.
That's cool.
So I started playing that this week.
Cool.
I've been fucking just nonstop playing Apex. I can't.
I know.
I don't know why I've been so back into Apex.
Well, it's good. I'm happy.
Yeah.
You and Ben are able to play.
I'm also playing through Final Fantasy IX on the Switch.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I do that during break at work. I play Final Fantasy IX. It was on sale on, like, 7, 8, and 9 went on sale on the Switch for, like, $10 each. So I'm like, well, fuck yeah. I can play these games portable. They're great.
Huh. So I played Pandemic on my computer. I have the board game on my computer.
That's perfect.
I played a little Gmod.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, Planet Zoo. Planet Zoo's been my... So that was a game that they announced at E3 last year that I have been super into.
Planet Zoo?
Planet Zoo.
Is it like a zoo tycoon?
Yeah, I sent you an email about this. So basically, it is like... Well, it's from the people who made Planet Coaster.
Yeah.
And basically, yeah, you have a few options. There's a sandbox mode. There is a creative mode, which... I'm just now starting, and then there's, like, a career mode where they're like, well, here's your objectives, and try to, I don't know. I got stuck. I got, like, down to, like, the last two, and it's just, it's too hard.
Yeah.
It's basically, like, you have no money, rebuild this whole zoo. But anyway, it's great. So you have all these animals, and you have to just manage it and make sure the animals are happy, make sure their welfare is good. You have to research their welfare. It's like, I mean, it involves a lot of just... managing.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, I'm into it. I mean, when I play Ark, half the time it's me creating Ark Zoo. So, or trying to find like a way to organize and get as many dinos as I can.
I can see that. The reason I loved the original XCOM that came out in like 1994, XCOM UFO Defense, it's a game where you build bases and fight off an alien invasion. Mm-hmm. But like 60% of the original game was just business management simulator.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
You might like Planet Zoo then.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's fun. I really enjoyed it. The only thing is, so now I'm doing this creative mode. So if you want to buy animals, it's through literally like other people online.
Yeah.
So they set the price.
Oh.
But it's kind of cool because you might be able to breed an animal that has like super, like that's super weak, or breed this like super amazing animal.
Something rare and sell it for $1 million busy bucks.
Yeah. It's fun. It's cool.
All right.
But that's been before Borderlands 3, that was my big thing that I was putting way too much time into. Might go home and play that now.
Yeah. Standard. I went and saw a movie.
Oh.
I went and saw the Impractical Jokers, the movie. Do you know what the Impractical Jokers is?
No.
It's kind of like a prank show on True TV.
Yeah.
You know, they do pranks. They do funny shit.
So what movie did you see?
Impractical Jokers, the movie. Oh. They made a movie.
Oh,
it's okay. Fucking hilarious.
Where'd you go see it at?
Lincoln Grand Cinema.
Oh, okay. That was one of my beeps for this whole thing is, you know, I had a whole month where I would have had a free snack at the Alamo, had a free ticket because it's my birthday.
But you didn't want to go eat any of the food at the Alamo because it might kill you? No, it's not that.
I don't want to go to a movie theater when there's sick people.
I don't give a shit about that.
I know you don't. I'm a little freaked out still, so.
I went to fucking Village Inn last Friday.
Oh, good.
For
they're going to close down soon.
Yeah, there was... two other tables. And I'm like, is this because of coronavirus or is this just because Village Inn sucks? I think it might just be because Village Inn sucks.
Village Inn is going bankrupt. They're closing.
There were four waitresses. There were two waitresses, a hostess, and a manager all on duty for three tables. It was, and
when was this? Saturday?
Friday.
Oh, okay.
Me and my buddy Andy went there for the unlimited fish fry. The tables all like just looked sticky.
Yeah, Village Inn is gross.
I'm like, there are four of you here. Not any of you could wipe down these tables and maybe vacuum. None of you are doing shit. The hostess is literally just sitting there playing on her phone.
That's why they're closing down.
There was nobody in there.
I do have a free pie for them, though.
They don't. Well, get your pie before they go tits up, because their pies have always been good. They don't do appetizers anymore. You can't get fucking mozzarella sticks at Village Inn anymore. I says to my waitress, I'm looking at the menu. I'm like, Andy, I can't find. I just want some mozzarella sticks and some fucking onion rings, man. What? Where are the appetizer section? I'm like, excuse me, do you guys not have appetizers anymore? No. I'm like, oh, that's weird. We haven't had them for years. I'm like, well, that explains why there's nobody in here.
That's why you're going tits up.
People come here after the bar to have fried food. What the fuck are you doing?
Listen, one benefit from this stupid coronavirus is maybe it will finally kill all these stupid chain restaurants that just can't be killed. And we can have a new set. Like, maybe this is like a forest fire for society.
Yes.
Kill all the things that we just need to be dead and bring up new life.
Right. I'm into it. I'm into no more Village Inns ever because they're fucking bad. It was gross.
We went to Catfish Lake Friday. That place is delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're probably not a fried fish guy, but they have like prime rib.
I mean, I went to a fish fry. I went to Village Inn for the unlimited fried fish.
They have really good fried catfish. And the menu got a bunch of fried walleye, but they don't have mozzarella sticks.
Yeah.
They have nachos. Their appetizer menu is kind of lame, but that sucks. That sucks that you went there. You should have just walked out. Been like, bitch, I want mozzarella sticks.
Well, my buddy was...
gone to, what is it, Perkins or IHOP?
Well, they had the unlimited fish and my buddy was paying and it was his plan. So, like, I was just a tag along, so.
Is this the same Andy we know?
Not Fleer.
Oh, okay.
It's my buddy Andy who comes over for wrestling.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
I work with him.
Oh.
So and he's my gym buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I, like, want to out Fleer so badly, but I just.
For what?
I told him to tell you. I think he made it well known. He has the damn monthly membership to the Alamo.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, are you going to tell, like, anybody that? It's like,
Why are you supporting murderers, Fleer? Literal murderers.
He was, like, bragging about it. I can't right now do it. And I guess, so I have been on the wait list for, like, years.
Yeah.
I mean, I went on the wait list as soon as they announced it. That was, like, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, well, you're not saying you want it. We have to fortify your spot.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. But
fuck that place and their poison drinks. I mean, I got some bleach under the counter if you want a delicious beverage.
I don't understand what happened. I heard that the bartender was an alcoholic, though. So.
Well.
Maybe they need to take better care of who they hire.
Goddamn.
I still like that place. I don't give two shits what you two say.
That's fine.
Their food is kind of gross. I'm kind of over their food.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just need some popcorn.
I just hate sitting next to somebody eating something that smells. I'm like, I want to watch the movie and not be assaulted by your fucking stinky bar food.
See, this is
it drives me nuts.
What I do is I go during times where I know no one's going to go. I go a good week or two after a movie is, and then I sit in the corner by myself. Yeah. I am never assaulted by sounds. And I don't... The waiters and waitresses are relatively pretty good about not talking.
Can't stand
it. I know you... I know.
It just... all the whole fucking... Dude, I'm like, I'd rather just have some asshole who's having a conversation with their friend than you running back and forth in front of me all day.
Yeah. I like it. But I also like that I could see... like, really fun old movies. There.
That is cool. Like, I went and saw... I think I went with you
to guys, Men in Black.
To Men in Black
there
a while back.
We went,
that was fun.
We went there with some friends to go see Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah.
And it was, like, a prop thing, so, like, a quote along. So, you know, people are going to talk. Oh, I'll come back to it. But,
Did they at least know the words?
Yeah, no one really actually ever quotes,
wasn't
and then they
fucking...
do, they're really respectful about it, but what's fun is, like, they gave you a blow-up, like, it was supposed to be, like, a racket stick,
yeah.
And then during that one scene where they're hitting the zombies, everyone's, like, hitting each other, and
that's
great. One time I did go to a Spaceballs quote-along, I think I told you this.
Yeah, and Suit Guy was there, misquoting it, because he's a
two
fucking retard.
Down. He didn't misquote it. He kept so when there's that those scenes with the merchandise, he's like, Spaceballs, the toilet paper. He kept so the Mel Brooks would say it, Spaceballs, the toilet paper.
Yeah.
He like waited a second and then he would repeat it.
God damn, he's the worst. He's the fucking worst.
I just
we used to hang out with this guy from Reddit, and He did a movie night thing, and it was cool as shit. Like,
it was so neat until he got really mad that he couldn't, that someone wasn't into it.
Yeah. He had this big old projector on the side of his barn, and like, we were going to watch. What did we watch?
We watched Django Unchained and Blazing Saddles.
What a great double feature, first of all. the whole thing was awesome.
And it's serious. It was great.
But Blazing Saddles comes on, and he keeps, like, just before they say every line, he says it, but slightly wrong.
Yeah.
For the whole fucking movie. It was so irritating.
I want to hear the worst thing ever, though.
Yeah.
So I've told Ben that story, like, three times, because it just cracks me up that it just happened twice to me.
Yeah, yes.
So one night, He had one too many alcohols. I think it was the night that he actually got fed, drank. Someone actually gave him an extra whiskey.
Yeah.
Like, he ordered Old Fashioned, and then somehow an extra whiskey ended up at our table, and we didn't get charged for it or whatever. So he's a little sloshed.
Sure.
He's like, I want to watch Fight Club. And that's, like, his favorite movie ever.
Okay.
I haven't seen Fight Club since I was in college. And I was excited to see it because it's a good movie. Yeah. I'm aware. And you know what? I have this new, like, found, like, love for Brad Pitt after I had recently watched Inglourious Basterds and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Okay.
And he's so good, and like,
I need to see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
It's good. And see, here's the deal. I came into that knowing nothing about it.
Right.
And I got very confused to why there was Charles Manson shit before it. I was like, why are there all this Charles Manson shit? I had no clue.
Yeah.
If I would have known that, I think I would have had a much better time. But so not knowing that, I still loved the movie. That's cool. So I'm like, okay, I'm excited to see Brad Pitt again in his youth. And Ben quoted the whole fucking thing before the dance. And I couldn't get him to stop. I'm like, Ben, you're drunk. You need to stop. I'm like, I can't even, like, focus on what the movie's about. He's just like, I'm sorry. I love this movie so much. And he kept quoting it. I'm like, God damn it.
That's funny.
Yeah, it is funny. So that's the thing to do.
Yeah.
Want to get someone into you, just start talking about, go watch a movie with the one you love and misquote it. Second before the actual
movie. That fucking guy. He got pissed, like after his fucking Django Unchained double feature, he was like, I don't think anybody ever talked to him again. Because he wanted to... We did.
So, like, we had the... we went to Dave and Buster's.
Did you?
And he got the stupid limo.
Oh, my God.
And that's right. He was driving us all around with the limo.
Yeah. Was that after that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but then he just slowly... fell off the chain. No one liked him. He's so pretentious. He's like, oh my God, look at me. I have my own house my parents bought for me.
Yeah, the dude he drove around in a limo and wore like three-piece suits all the time.
With a fedora. And he was just so full of himself.
And he carried a briefcase with nothing in it because he was unemployed. And he just had all this shit because his parents had a house in town that they just like let him live in. Ugh. And he was a schmuck.
But somehow he got married and he's living a great life right now. I'm still friends with him on Facebook.
I hope he's very happy and
he seems to be okay.
I hope he's become a real person and not a fucking weird, creepy facade.
Yeah. Same.
Because he wasn't a villain. He wasn't a total piece of shit. He was just kind of a jerk.
He was kind of a douche nozzle. He was just hard to be around. He's just one of those people that's like you kind of know why you don't like them, but you just actively avoid being around them.
If that dude had just a little bit of self-awareness, he'd have been fine.
Yeah.
That was his problem.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. God, those Reddit people. I've told you how I've had a few Redditors pop up and, like, I have this weird-ass group that I'm trying to distance myself from. And
yeah.
Like,
yes.
Creepy Redditors. Oh, I tried to warn all of them about a certain one, and they all told me that I must have been misunderstood.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. So he is a savior for all women right now.
Oh, I bet he is. The one I'm thinking of?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a literal sexual assaulter.
Yep.
He's a real piece of shit.
And they weren't inviting him to stuff because I said I didn't feel comfortable being around him, and then they're like... Well, we want to invite him, but we didn't because of you. I'm like,
good.
I'm like, whatever. And like, well, did this really happen? Like, did this person tell you? I said, not necessarily, but I trust the person who did tell me. I don't think this was made up at all.
No.
Like, I think he, like, well, he doesn't drink anymore. I'm like, great. Oh. You know what? You just excuse everything he does.
Harvey Weinstein doesn't drink anymore either. Should we forgive him?
Everybody. No. And these are the same ass people who think they're so fucking woke.
Yeah. Harvey Weinstein, guys. He said he's sorry.
Yeah.
Also, look at all the money he made for those women. So
yeah. And he's in a walker, so we should feel bad for him. Oh,
man. Poor Harvey Weinstein. And that's what he
brags. This asshole brags in this fucking group chat that I keep trying to leave and they keep bringing me back into.
You can't.
That every month that he's a month sober, he wants everyone to applaud him. Also, how nice he is and how he's a savior for all women at work.
Oh.
At a fucking casino. Hmm.
Mm. I'm half-ass tempted to have you invite me in there and be like, remember that time?
But see, she's still friends with him on Facebook, and that's what I don't. That's the only part I'm just not fully getting.
Well, I mean.
All right. But yeah, so Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, that was a really good movie. I could tell you about all the Oscar Best Picture nominees if you are hurting for topics.
I'm not. Let's see if I had anything else written in my phone. I don't know if I did. Memos. Talked about the IJ movie. Everybody should go see it. I listened to this podcast called Tell 'Em Steve Dave that has two of the guys from Comic Book Men and then this guy Brian Quinn who's on Impractical Jokers. And that's why I started watching Impractical Jokers. I'm a big Brian Quinn fan. He's funny as fuck. So, you know, I got really into that.
Do you still have Netflix?
Yeah.
You should watch the Marc Maron stand-up.
Okay.
I love Marc Maron.
I fucking love him on Glow, so.
I love Marc. So he had a podcast that's pretty funny. He's dry. I think that's why I appreciate him. He's just so dry. And the stand-up he has is about, like, the end of the world before.
Yeah.
Like, he basically talks about what we're going through now before. We're going through it.
Nice.
But we watched it. I don't like stand-up. I hate stand-up.
What is wrong with you?
I like stand-up in person.
Okay.
Sitting at home watching it, I'm like, oh my God, this is just not funny.
It depends. I'll watch Dave Chappelle stand-up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be really good stand-up. I won't just, like, turn on Comedy Central and watch whoever's on stage.
Yeah.
But, like,
so that one was good. I enjoyed it. By the way, Ben's got me into the Chappelle show. All that shit was blocked when I was a kid.
Yeah.
He's funny.
He's fucking hilarious. He's
hilarious.
And way ahead of his time. Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
But yeah, I appreciate that Ben's had me watch that. What was the last one we watched? We're slowly doing it, but he had a white lady saying all these things he was, like, thinking because it was, like, all...
Does this mean, like, in 2 weeks, you're just going to be walking around going, I'm Rick James, bitch! What did the five singers say? Slap!
Excuse me. Yeah, it's going to be a fun... If I'm going to be at home by... Oh, by the way...
You'll be fucking 15 years late unquoting the Chappelle show to everybody.
No shit. One beauty of this stupid-ass coronavirus is it's an introvert's dream.
Yes.
This is, like, the dream.
I want to get quarantined so bad, but I keep having to go to work. It sucks.
Yeah.
Right. Speaking of Netflix recommends, have you watched The Spy?
No.
Do you want to just be in anxiety for 7 episodes?
No.
Just tense as fuck and on the edge of your seat because you know everything's about. So it's about, it's a true story. It's a series of real things that happened in Syria in 1960 something. About an Israeli spy played by Sacha Baron Cohen.
Okay. Well, now I'm sold.
And it's not funny.
No, but
there's no
good
jokes in the whole fucking series. He's amazing. And he plays this Israeli spy who goes deep undercover and gets really close to really high up people in the Syrian government.
Oh, it's got a 58% match for me though.
And he's and he's there through the Ba'athist Revolution in Syria. And and you know he's gonna get caught the whole time. You just know it. And so you're just sitting there he's just tense as fuck.
Yeah.
It's like what they were trying to do in season 2 of Breaking Bad, but done well and and terrifying.
Okay.
It's so fucking good.
Okay.
But it took me 2 weeks to watch it, even though it's only 7 episodes, because I'd watch an episode and be like, I can't. I can't watch another episode of this shit, man. Well, it's too much.
Sounds like I have 8 weeks to watch whatever the fuck I want. So
one episode a week.
Just kidding. I will work. I will probably have to work with children between here and there, but yeah,
that's good stuff.
That is good stuff.
Let's see if we got any emails.
All right.
Holy fuck.
By we, you mean you and you.
I forgot it's been 2 weeks, so we got a bunch of emails. The first one is from Ben. So, Colin, whatever became of my old Onkyo that I gave you? I think I read that last time, and I think the answer was it broke. It didn't. I don't think he ever could fix it.
Oh. Well, I appreciate Colin for trying.
Oh, that wasn't last time, because that came in...
I was like, I don't recall hearing that, but I also sometimes tune out certain parts.
I will have to double check that with Colin. Oh my god, Connor. Connor writes in.
Yay.
Look at, there's attachments. Whenever there's attachments, like, oh, it's going to fuck up. He's... Why does it need attachments? It's a podcast. I can't show pictures, buddy.
Ooh, they're pretty, though. Is that all...
I haven't looked at it yet. I just saw that there were attachments, and I'm like, come on, man. I
remember what that... It looks like a fun game. What's the game that Ben likes? I can't think of what it's called.
I bet he talks about it in this wall of text. So I've been playing this game called Elite Dangerous.
Nope.
Which is like a space sim sandbox type game, and been putting a fair chunk of time into it. So far, I like it, but then again, I'm biased towards space games. I know Trevor has it, but I'm not sure he has played it yet. I haven't. I was going to play it on Extra Life, and then I got way into that fucking Lucha Libre game and played that for almost my entire Extra Life. My mini review of the game can be summed up as how much you'll like it depends on what your approach to the game is. As a regular video game, I'd say it's a 6 out of 10. It has interesting ideas and mechanics, but could use further polish and fleshing out in certain areas. And does not help that it seems like the game's dev team started off strong in the early years of its development, but are kind of sitting on their hands now for some reason. As a simulator, I think the game is easily an 8 or 9 out of 10, especially if you have VR and or a stick. As Elite's attention to detail, sound, and visual design is quite impressive, and once you learn the stupid amount of buttons this game uses and how the module system works, you can control and customize your ship with a very fine degree of detail. I've been meaning to turn this on and check it out, but I'm playing too many fucking video games right now. Elite is one of those games where I like it, but I have this unshakable, nitpicky feeling about it, as if I'm only liking it because I haven't found a game that does what it does better yet, as its only major competitors are One Man's Lie and Tech Demo Citizen. Never heard of either of those. Or maybe I'm being too much of a critic and just need to know how to enjoy things. If you ever decide to give it a try, I'll be glad to give you a wing up with me and show you the ropes. Too many metaphors. Also, it's a 10 out of 10 screenshot generator. Yeah, that does look pretty.
It looked gorgeous.
I might have to one day actually play it.
I'm trying to think of the game that Ben really likes. It's not like that, though. Mass Effect.
Oh, yeah, that's a way different thing.
Yeah, I know, but the pictures reminded me of Mass Effect.
Mass Effect is awesome. I never played the third one for some reason.
Good for you, Connor.
Holy shit. So Matt writes in, and in case you guys didn't know, he was a writer who wrote a book. Go buy his book. It's called Beyond the Spire of Navarine by M. Warren Askins.
It's too smart for me. I can't do it.
The book?
Yeah.
Have you tried to read it?
I don't know. You guys talk about it. It's way above my vocabulary level.
It's a night book. It's a book about knights. What do you mean? It's not that smart.
You guys sure make it sound that way. It's for smart people only. Us dumb women have to stay in our place.
Well, there's that. I mean, I don't even know why they let women read. You should be.
Fuck you.
Look.
Hey.
The Muslims are right about women. What do you want from me?
What does Matt say?
I have a curious scientific query that I would like to run past you, delectable derrieres. He's a writer. That's a really good book. He doesn't write like this in the book.
Delectable Derriere is great.
Yeah. The man's a writer. What do you want from me? Go buy his book. It's fucking it's actually fantastic. It just pisses me off.
You know what? I have 8 weeks of freedom, it sounds like, so maybe I will.
It just pisses me off because, like, it ends right when it's, like, shit's... It ends at the fucking climax. It's like, shit's about to go down.
But that's not what a good writer does.
Next, it is when you're writing a fucking series.
Oh, okay.
God damn it.
I didn't realize who's writing a series.
Oh, yeah. It's book one in the Dead Men Are Dying series, the motherfucker.
Oh.
A few weeks ago, Gina and I went on a road trip to Michigan, and on our way back, we stopped at one of those toll road highway stops in Ohio. You know, the ones with the Sbarros, the overpriced bags of banana slices, and the moderately clean, almost acceptable bathrooms?
Yes. They have those in Kansas. I ran into those for the first time when we were going down to my brother's wedding in Wichita. It's weird. It's a toll, but then there's like a stop in the middle of it.
It's like a toll with a truck stop, basically?
So it's like, on one side, like if you're heading out, there's a toll, and when you're coming in, there's one on the other end of it.
Yeah.
But in the middle is like a truck stop, so there's like, gas station, and then okay. There's like a little like eatery. It's basically like a truck stop that is also a
toll booth.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Huh. Yeah. So this one had a Starbucks, and my wife, being a straight white female, could not resist. So we stopped.
I need that mocha, babe.
So we stopped at the Starbucks and ordered some drinks. And when the barista asked if I wanted whipped cream on my white chocolate mocha, I declined, and she gave me a curious look. I responded to the look by needlessly explaining that I wanted my drink to cool faster so I could begin enjoying it sooner. She then laughed and told me that if I wanted to cool it faster, then I should get the whipped cream. This baffled me, and when I looked to Gina for reassurance, she was bobbing her head, agreeing with this Ohio barista.
I also agree.
Yeah, you stir it in.
Yeah, what?
Because it's cold.
Yeah. What's the confusion here?
I started to explain to both of them about insulation and the rate of heat transfer, but then trailed off as the barista interrupted me by stating emphatically that whipped cream is cooler than the drink, so therefore the whipped cream would make my drink colder faster. I patiently waited for her to stop talking. Oh, she was woman-splaining him.
Damn women,
what a
go in your place.
I patiently waited for her to stop talking, and once she ceased, I said, if it's all the same to you, I'd prefer it without the whipped cream. She wrinkled her weird Ohio face and made a strange hissing gasp sort of noise and went to work assembling our order. Am I wrong, guys? Well, if you're just going to let it cool off, you're not wrong. But if you stir the whipped cream in, it works like ice, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. Also, you could have just got an ice mocha. An ice white mocha. That would have been a nice cool mocha for you.
I remember as a kid visiting an apple farm and everyone was given hot chocolate. Some received marshmallows and others didn't. I did, and I recall seeing some of my friends whose drinks were bereft of marshmallows enjoying their drinks, so I decided to give mine a sip, obfuscating the sugary, clumpy mass on the surface, and was instantly scalded. I know that marshmallows and whipped cream are composed of different things, and they have different melting temperatures or whatever, but I think the concept should hold true, right? Anyways, fuck Ohio. Yeah, if you're just gonna
leave- Oh, god damn it, I forgot your stupid- I have one of your shot glasses in my car.
Oh, that-
I have an Ohio shot glass.
Awesome. You. Thank you.
Yeah. Sorry.
I'm going to build my basement soon, and then they'll all be on display, and I'm very excited about it.
I'll bring them all over a different time.
If I get my 2 weeks off for corona sickness,
okay,
I'm
going to
spend the whole thing just gutting my basement and starting building my basement.
Nice.
That's my plan.
Ohio is the worst. Until you go to that damn Air Force Museum, it is the best. It's free. Mm. So, like, think of ours, but, like, 20 times better.
No 20, shit.
20 times bigger. There are missiles inside of there.
Neat.
One of the missiles is the original missile used to put men into space.
Nice.
It is legit. If there's a B-2 inside of there, that same big one that's at Stratcom or at the Air Force Museum here. Like, there are so many planes in there. One is one of the ones that did the nuclear bomb.
The Enola Gay?
No, the other one.
I don't know the other one's name.
It's the other one. It starts with a B. It is like 4 or 5, I don't know, those giant garages for airplanes.
Yeah, hangars.
Hangars, yes. It's like 4 or 5 hangars long. And it's fucking free.
Huh.
It's great. So if you ever go to Ohio and you're in Dayton, go there. It's worth it. It typically would be a whole day trip if you haven't been there before, but I walk through there in 2 hours because I know what I want to see. I'm like,
When I go to the SAC Museum here, I just want to see the SR-71 hanging in the lobby, and then I'm good.
That's the one. That's the one. They also have one there.
If I can see that, I'm good. I can go home. Because that is just a dope fucking plane.
Yeah.
The SR-71 Blackbird jet.
But yeah, as for your friend who has the very unmanly coffee drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, either stir the damn whipped cream in, which is the point of it.
Yeah, you stir it in,
or get it iced. But why don't you just get coffee like a man does?
Maybe he just wanted a nice flavored hot coffee, but didn't want whipped cream.
Maybe
he's allowed to not.
But if your argument is cooling it down, I don't think that's a solid argument.
Yeah, if you leave the whipped cream on top, he's definitely right. It's just gonna insulate it.
Right, you're correct.
But if you stir the cold whipped cream in, it should.
Yeah, which is what I think you're supposed to do.
So
I don't know. I don't do whipped cream on my. I'm 31. Yeah. I don't do whipped cream.
I'm an adult. I never do either. Oh my god, I'm stopping at the fucking Scooters on my way to work today and getting a peanut butter something.
Ooh, yeah.
They have like peanut butter blenders or whatever the fuck they're called. They're so good.
They are good. I like their March offerings. Like I like the Shamrock Shake, whatever.
Yeah.
It's yummy. And then their Pot of Gold is like a Caramelicious type thing. I only get them once just to be like, oh, it's the March drink, but.
I try to avoid caffeine for the most part because, you know, it fucks with your anxiety real good, and then you just feel like a probably piece of shit all day. Yeah. But sometimes you do what you do.
Yeah.
We got one more from Fleer. He says, Shenmue 3, I just watched the Dunk View video of Shenmue 3. I'm glad you guys enjoy it because it looks frustratingly awful.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
I have seen nothing about it. I've only heard about it from you, but it has been oddly advertised on my Facebook.
Well, it's because you said it out loud once, and Facebook is always listening.
See, I don't ever say Shenmue. I mean, my phone may have heard you guys say it.
Yeah.
But.
I wouldn't, like I said, don't play Shenmue 3. It's not a game for anybody but me. It's a bad game, and I love it, and it's the best game ever made. It's a bad game.